World economic growth was robust last year. The report notes more than 100 economies achieved 3% growth or more, and growth in developing countries rose on average nearly 7%. Africa, it notes, grew by nearly 6% and is expected to exceed that figure this year. But the UN Conference on Trade and Development says there is a clear danger of the world economy coming to a near standstill in 2008. The report says this will hit many poor nations hard, slow world trade, and put an end to the boom in commodity prices. Heiner Flusbeck is an official at the UN agency. He says the major uncertainties for 2008 arise from the U.S. economy.
We have seen already a crisis in the third quarter of last year, the so-called subprime crisis. This has sent some shockwaves all around the world, and these shockwaves have had already a number of repercussions that could lead to a much worse outcome in 2008.
UN economists say significant spillover effects from the problems in the U.S. mortgage markets have spread to major European countries and to a lesser extent to Japan and other developed economies. Flusbeck says the world can no longer count on the United States as being the sole locomotive of the world economy. He says Japan and Europe have to do more to take over this role. But he adds, there is no sign yet that other major developed economies are strong enough to replace the United States as the engine of global growth. He says the world economy would suffer a severe blow if the United States were to go into recession.
Recession is a real threat, but nobody can tell whether it materializes or not at this moment of time. As I said, that is a result of the uncertainty still surrounding what is called the subprime crisis, because still nobody knows exactly how much additional value will have to be written off or how much additional losses will occur in the financial system as a whole in the United States and elsewhere.
The UN report notes a 15% drop in housing prices would be likely to affect consumer demand and take 2% off U.S. growth, bringing the U.S. economy to a virtual standstill in 2008. It finds the fall of the U.S. dollar is benefiting the United States by lowering its export prices and making imports higher. But it says the depreciation of the dollar is hurting other economies. The report says governments should take joint action to avoid a rout of the dollar. It warns a rapid and disorderly descent could lead to a global recession. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.